You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode number 882. Thank you for being with us today. And for those of you that have been with us from day one, a very special thank you today.
Yes, very special thank you for all of you who have listened, who have reacted, offered suggestions, and reviewed. But today is a very big day for the UAS community as the new FAA reauthorization bill was officially passed by the Senate and now goes to the president's desk for official approval. On top of that groundbreaking news, we also have news that DJI will be enacting Lance capability into their apps, and that is going to be a big deal for a lot of companies. Now, with that and so much more, we get into today's show, which is brought to you by our friends at the Drone U community. If you haven't checked out Drone U and now the 34 classes that are available on the site, then you've got to check it out. Just go to droneu.education today. You can try it out for $1, and you can even take a look at our new business class. Try it out today, droneu.education. All right, we've got some big news. Section 344 is now 344. The reauthorization bill has now passed the Senate. It's passed the House. We are here today. We might as well consider this law, even though it is not law as of yet. What does it do?
Looks like it does a lot. I like 344, though. Aircraft in the Arctic.
That's funny.
That stuck out to you.
Yeah. No, I said 344 because essentially in the past FMRA, we had Section 336, which really protected model aircraft. That is now removed. So essentially, this is an update of the FAA Comprehensive Plan. The section requires the FAA to update the Comprehensive Plan required by the FAA Modernization Act of 2012 to address certain matters, including unmanned aviation system traffic management. They also want to direct the FAA to establish risk-based consensus safety standards relating to the design, production, and modification of SUAS. In order to sell most small UAS in the U.S. market, manufacturers would be required to certify to the FAA that the SUAS conforms to the consensus safety standards.
So I wonder how long it'll take them to develop those standards.
Yeah.
Because that's a big project.
Very, very, very interesting. Here's something really interesting. Carriage of property by small unmanned aircraft systems for compensation or hire. Everyone's been asking, when will Amazon be able to deliver packages? Well, within 1 year of this enactment, the FAA administrator must update existing regulations to authorize SUAS carriage of property and compensation or hire in the U.S. But some companies may not wait that long. They may go the Section 135 route. We'll see.
That's a big deal, though.
It is a big deal.
That's coming to fruition.
It is a big deal. Now, here's another big deal. Exemption for limited recreational operations of unmanned aircraft. This bill repeals the special rule for model aircraft and FMRA, Section 336, and directs the FAA to develop an aeronautical knowledge and safety test for model aircraft operators. Ooh. And authorizes FAA to impose regulations, including remote ID, on all UAS as necessary.
So not a win for the hobbyists.
Not a win for the hobbyists, but a win for everyone who does the right damn thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Woo!
Little enthusiasm.
We just shut down the Best Buy pilots in one full swoop. Change, and I'm stoked.
Change is hard. And there are a lot of great pilots out there
change
that have been flying.
Change is hard if you have a closed mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
There are a lot of good, safe pilots out there that have been flying under that for years and years and years. And so this is
going to... And nothing's going to happen to them. Well, I mean, they are enacting a 400-foot limit, so you can't do jet operations, high-altitude operations, or beyond visual line of sight operations. But if you can't do that for commercial purposes, why should you be able to just like willy-nilly do it? And the answer that most people tell you is because we have been for the last 60 years and we haven't caused any damage, which isn't necessarily true. There have been some accidents with model aircraft, but I would agree that a lot of people have been doing it very, very, very safely for a very long period of time.
Yeah, and that was my point in saying that change is hard because that doesn't even matter anymore because the environment has changed so much with the proliferation of drones being used by so many more people and everything that DJI and other manufacturers are doing. It's different. That's just the bottom line. The world that we're in, as it relates to flying, using airspace, is different. And so that apparently required some change. But they, according to this, Paul, they are going to have to pass a test.
Yes, pass a knowledge and safety-based test. I mean, this could be as simple as the DJI question test that's on the app.
Okay.
I mean, so, it really could be that simple. We don't know yet, but it really could be that simple.
I wonder if it's... So for those, for example, that have registered a drone or registered a model airplane, I guess you wouldn't have to register a model airplane, but that have registered your drone, if you'd be grandfathered and you wouldn't have to... There's a lot still to come out with this kind of stuff, what
there
the
is.
Rules are going to be. The FAA is going to have to develop all that.
There really is. I will say, too, that it's interesting that Section 350, use of unmanned aircraft systems. You know what? Let me take a step back really quick. I want to say a big thank you to Jeff Clementi for sending me the summary. This bill is hundreds of pages long, and he sent me the summary.
Yeah, that's what I first pulled up.
Really,
I thought,
appreciate it.
Wait, we're doing a show on this now?
So thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. We are doing a show on it right now. Another thing they clarified, which would help a lot of the... UAS instructors at higher education institutions, which just totally against the grain for me because I came from an institution of higher education to now drone you because of a serious lack of practical information, which I still have seen very much so in a lot of institutions other than the big three that you know about. And that does not include Embry. So I'm just going to clarify that. This section permits certain unmanned aircraft operations in the course of educational and research activities at universities to operate under the legal framework for recreational aircraft. I think that's probably really good. People can learn. They don't have to get certified. I think that's really cool. So they can say, hey, is this something I want to get into or not? I think that's great. This is something interesting. Section 352. Within 30 days after enactment of this act, the FAA must publish on the FAA website a representative sample of the safety justifications offered by applicants for SUAS waivers and airspace authorizations. Within 90 days, the administrator must revise the online waiver process to provide real-time confirmation that an application has been received by the FAA and to provide the applicant with a status of the application. Note, this has already been done through the Drone Zone portal.
Has it? Practically, realistically?
I mean,
the way they're describing
with airspace there? Authorizations, sure, but with waivers, that is a far cry. We are still at like less than 1% of all waivers being approved. So this could be good because it says, hey, you have to say in order to get a waiver, you have to do this, 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 and this. It's clarifying it. It's forcing the FAA to create a system to say, if you meet these guidelines, you can do this. And that's awesome because having CNN, having BNSF pay millions of dollars to literally get nowhere fast, and I'm sorry, BNSF, and I'm sorry, Miss Lady from CNN, who you were going to come on our show. I mean, this is not how government should work. A company should not have to pay millions of dollars for a government like institution to, quote unquote, figure out what to do because we're seeing so much bias in this industry. It's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate when you see who's sitting around the table making decisions. I will say that, you know, even in regards to the AMA, they knew this was coming out. They also knew that this was prearranged once it passed the House, that it pretty much it was agreed upon that the Senate would pass it as stated. So, I mean, their whole, you know, dog and pony show of, you know, we gotta call your senator and do this. You know, guys, we are in this position because of the AMA and what they did in 2012. I, at the time, was totally for it, right? Model aircraft protect us. Model aircraft essentially proves why we don't need a 333, blah, 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 blah. But now we have 107. The environment is different. You know, I just think that since pretty much everyone who operates at an AMA field will be able to do the same thing, I have little sympathy for anyone who's just anti this bill because everyone that we've seen at the AMA field across the street from the Drone U campus is not flying jets or over 400 feet or any BVLOS stuff. I mean, they're going to be fine. They're going to sit there, fly, and no one's going to come talk to them. What I also find really interesting on here, and this further goes into the debate I think tribal governments do know what airspace rights they have, and I think that that's evident here in Section 355, Public UAS Operation by Tribal Governments. It amends the definition of public aircraft in 49 U.S.C. 4102A, Section 41, to include an unmanned aircraft that is owned or operated or exclusively leased for at least 90 continuous days by an Indian tribal government. So they're kind of including the tribal governments in public UAS operations. I think that's great. I think it's also good because it'll help educate the tribal governments on what they can do and what they can't do. And I also think the tribal governments can make a significant amount of revenue for their local economies based on the type of data that they can get for drones. So all around, I think this is fantastic. And I hope that guy who wrote the 2016 legal document that's on, what is it called? LexisNexis. I hope that gets deleted now because it just goes to show that you wrong. And whoever your law instructor was should be fired. But, you know, anyway. So UAS privacy review. It directs the Comptroller General of the U.S. in consideration of relevant efforts led by NTIA to conduct a review of the privacy issues and concerns associated with operation of SUAS.
That's a can of worms.
That is a can of worms.
I'm not
I also think it's good, though, because in the same bill, they authorize DHS and Homeland Security to be able to essentially mitigate drones. Like, it is now clear on the books they're allowed to shoot drones down, mitigate them. I need to dig into the actual, what is it called, the actual verbiage of what's in here. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, guys like PJ and Terra Vigilis, who have counter-drone systems, you know, the law, it's been kind of people haven't clarified it yet. Now it's clarified. So this is great. Whew, interesting. Prohibition regarding weapons. This establishes a $25,000 civil penalty for a person who operates an SUAS equipped with a dangerous weapon unless authorized by the FAA.
So all those YouTube videos, they won't be putting those up anymore.
Come on.
You think it'll encourage them to do more?
Okay. You know what's actually really funny? So PJ took me to this secretive restaurant in downtown Milwaukee called The Safe Room. If you live in Milwaukee or in neighboring area, you've got to check out this restaurant. Probably one of my favorites in the whole country. And not for the quality of food, but rather the experience. The food is pretty good, but it's not crazy good. Long story short, in there, they have this world drone map, and they're like, surveillance of the world. And you click on something, and it's like one of these stupid YouTube videos with drones. All of them are YouTube videos with drones. And one of them is those dudes that were up in Wisconsin shooting fireworks at themselves with a drone. That was awesome, frankly. there were some other ones, too. So, I mean, also be aware of your dumb, stupid, idiotic YouTube videos. They may end up on a wall plastered at a restaurant and everyone watching them. Anyway, that was a long story. There's a lot of other things that go into this. Incorporation of FAA occupations relating to unmanned aircraft into veterans' employment programs of the administration. That's really cool. So veterans' employment programs for SUAS official. That's fantastic. Let's see. Emphasizes that integrating UAS into the national airspace system, including BVLOS operations, nighttime operations, and operations over people, should remain a top priority of the FAA. Here we go. The enforcement clause. Section 372 directs the FAA to establish a program to utilize remote detection or identification technologies for safety oversight, including enforcement actions against non-compliant UAS operators.
And that technology is in development
as we
speak, yeah. Actually by private entities, right?
I had an aeroscope on my balcony in San Diego watching the SUAS traffic. That was pretty interesting. The technology exists.
Must have been very busy. Given what you said, that it's the busiest city in America.
Well, it was on a Monday during the day, so it really wasn't that much. But there were a couple. It was also funny because the guy who got the Balloon Fiesta contract, because he was willing to fly the Canon camera, they said that they're using D-Drone because there's no DJI solution. I'm like, someone's nose is red. Thought that was funny. Anyway, another thing in here, early implementation of certain UTM services. Within 120 days of the enactment of the act, the FAA must, upon request of a UTM service provider, determine if certain UTM services may operate safely in the NAS before completion of the implementation plan required by Section 376. 376 says that in connection with the UTM pilot program established in FISA, this directs the FAA to coordinate with NASA and industry stakeholders to develop a plan for implementation of UTM services that expand operational capabilities, include BVLOS operations. That's fine, just don't work with AirMap. Cool, thanks. Unmanned aircraft systems in restricted buildings. It makes it a criminal offense under Title 18 to knowingly or willingly operate an SUAS with the intent to knowingly or willingly direct or otherwise cause such UAS to enter and operate within or above a restricted building or grounds.
Criminal offense. Wow.
But it's very important statement here. Otherwise cause such UAS to enter or operate or above a restricted building or grounds. Very clear delineation from NPS language that was used in 14.
There's a lot in here.
There is a lot in here. Community and technical college centers of excellence and small unmanned aircraft systems technology training.
So one of the things that comes to mind.
Oh, no. Sorry, that one's a bad one. I'm not even going to read that one.
If anyone was wondering if the drone paradigm would fade, if it was a... This pretty much seals that it's not going anywhere. Drones are not going anywhere.
No. Section 1602, protection of certain facilities and assets from unmanned aircraft, authorizes the Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security to mitigate UAS that pose a safety or security threat to a covered facility or asset.
That one's bold.
Gosh, I love this. Protecting against unmanned aircraft authorizes the U.S. Coast Guard to conduct missions related to the security of facilities and assets assessed to be high risk and potential target for unlawful UAS activity. So it's like saying, hey, is this saying like you can investigate with drones now? Conduct missions related to the security of facilities. Huh, maybe persistent surveillance systems? There's so much in here. This is crazy.
So overall... Pleased? Disappointed?
There are some things in here I'm not stoked about, like working with the Department of Education to create a technical college program that's a two-year thing. God, kill me now. It's just another, you know, I love, what's it, Betsy DeVos is I think the lady's name, Secretary of Education. Bless her heart, wouldn't trust her for a day doing anything that had to do with technology training. I wouldn't trust anyone in the government 50 years or older to give me technology training unless they work for the Department of Commerce.
Well, my hunch is that they'll have people under them that are doing the nuts and bolts work.
I hope so.
I would think so. I doubt she's doing it.
Yeah. I will say, though, that we need to give governments more credit for doing some things. Like, I just read that book, The Fifth Risk, and actually, I would have to say that it's definitely changed my perception on some of the people that work in government and has definitely given me a lot of optimism.
Cool.
With more scientists running government and younger people, I'm like, yes, that's what we need. Now let's get these old geriatric politicians out of here. Sorry. All right. Politics.
I can't wait till Paul's a geriatric.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's going to love it. What was I going to say? Oh, so in other news, DJI launches the LANC system capability to quote-unquote professional pilots. We don't know what this looks like just yet, and we're really excited to just find out what happens. Does this mean that we'll be able to access LANC through DJI Go? Will it be a separate app? Will it be through Ground Station Pro? Will it be through Pilot? Will it be through Flight Hub? What will they use? It'll be really interesting to get more information on this. I have to say, as of right now, I think this is really great.
Doesn't this contradict, though, the issue that certain government entities couldn't use DJI products
yes.
for fear of security issues, and yet now they're going to have access to the entire LANT system?
Well,
is there any
misinterpreting
there
something? There are skeptics out there who would heavily... in terms that probably wouldn't make a good argument, showcase that is definitely a fear and concern. I frankly don't care if DJI knows that I'm trying to access Albuquerque airspace on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So
you're basically what you're saying is it's a separate issue.
It's a separate issue because DOI already has an order out about purchasing DJI. So I think that that solves that problem right there.
Okay. So they've moved past it is what you're saying. Apparently, at least one organization.
I'm not saying that they've moved past it. I think that there are drones that are made for commercial and military purposes that are American equipment. And I think that American equipment will be used where American equipment has to be used. And I don't think that that the DJI drones will have an opportunity to gather data in the aspect where it could be potentially invasive. Could they get stuff? Yes. Is it possible? We've already seen. Am I concerned about it? Not really. I mean, DJI knows everywhere I've flown.
I was going to say it could just be putting your attention on something else. I'm really getting into conspiracy theories now here. Putting your attention over here when the actual work is going on over here.
Oh, look left while I work right?
Yeah.
Mm. Honestly, I was talking to a friend this weekend and they're like, wow, DJI just totally Sherlocked Kitty Hawk and Skyward and Boeing and everybody. And I was like, Sherlocked? Like, what do you mean Sherlocked? I'd never heard that statement.
As a verb, I don't know what that means.
It essentially means, in the way that it was put into terms to me that I understood, was that, and if you remember back in the day, there were a lot of things that iPhones couldn't do that Android and BlackBerry could do. And one particular feature that I remember that I didn't buy the first three iPhones was that I couldn't copy and paste text messages. So there were applications that would enact these features. What it means to get Sherlocked is when essentially the main manufacturer or the main supplier or the main hub of everything decides to all of a sudden enact a feature, and all these companies that have popped up to essentially provide this feature on that platform go away.
Hmm.
That's being Sherlocked.
Interesting.
And I think in seeing what Kitty Hawk just did with Travelers, I think they're segueing really well.
Yeah,
and I want to have Josh on the show. I've been trying to get Josh on the show for the last month, and he's crazier busy than me, which is a feat in itself. So
very cool. Look forward to him being on when he can make that happen.
Agreed. All in all, I think this could actually be a really good thing because everyone pulls up DJI Go because they're ready to fly. And if they could just use Link right there, boom, 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 done. I think it actually makes it super convenient.
Oh, absolutely.
And in all honesty, for those who are worried about security, probably won't be using DJI to begin with. That was my point, is that I don't think it's an issue that way.
Fair enough.
So anyway, that is today's news, which was extensive and exciting. Long and the short of it is that hobbyists are no longer going to be able to get away with just flying all willy-nilly all over the place. And I'm really, really excited about that because it really adds more value to commercial operators, like instantaneously. I mean, this is a great freaking day. I want to write article after article, but I am going to take a well-rested and needed vacation tomorrow. So,
all right. Very good.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Just go into the Drone U community and let us know what you think. You can tweet at us or you can leave us comments on YouTube. But as always, thanks again for listening. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.